Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Podcast Network Asia.
Ikaw ba ay nawawala na ng pag-asa? Ikaw ba ay nawalan ng trabaho, nawalan ng kita, nawalan ng mahal sa buhay? Kung ano man ang nawala po sa inyo, never lose hope, because in this episode, we are going to talk about how to find hope in the midst of financial hardships.
Hi, I'm Chinky Tan and you're listening to Chink Positive Podcast, where I aim to equip you to become wealthy and debt-free, teaching you on how to save, budget, get out of debt, and invest. Let's get into the episode.
Hi there, this is Chinky Tan, your pambansang wealth coach. Again, it's an honor and a pleasure na para sa mga sumusunod sa akin sa podcast channel na ito na magkasama po tayo. I feel, no, whenever I create a podcast na parang ikaw lang kausap ko, I know na this is valuable, no, for everyone who tune in and then subscribe to this podcast. So ang pag-usapan po natin is how to find hope. Alam mo, sa buhay, marami po tayong mga hindi inaasahan na nangyayari. Akala natin everything is okay already, suddenly one incident in your life can be turned around kung ano man yung na-experience po natin. It can be a financial hardships, at the same time, it can be a loss of job, loss of income, di ba? Or loss of a loved one. Diba? So, it leaves us sometimes hopeless. Lalo na kung napakalaki ng utang mo, or let's say nalugi ang negosyo mo, hindi to biro. However, ito pong reality. When we go through difficult times, we need to find light at the end of the tunnel. Because once we do not find hope, you know what will happen? We will go into depression. And that is the stage that we want to avoid. Na ma-avoid ba natin yan? Yes, sometimes we will go through that. All of us, we go through depression. We go through mourning, we go through depression. Pero ang importante is how long will you stay in that stage of depression? And the only way that you can get out of this stage, if you find hope. Kaya nga, para sa mga tao who wants to find hope in the midst of financial hardship and crisis, get a piece of paper and a pen right now. I want to help you out. So, let's go to letter H. Sa H, ibig sabihin, para magkaroon tayo ng hope, have faith in God's promises. Again, I don't want to sound religious, pero you know what? Pag balik-balik ta rin ko, positive thinking, di ba? Kung ano man yung mga paniniwala mo na, oh, I can do it, I will do it. You know what? Hindi mo kakayanin na mag-isa. In times of financial hardship, it is vital for you to have a spiritual relationship. It's very important that you got to be connected with the God that you believe. Ako naman, I am not a religious person, but I'm very spiritual. Because I do believe nothing can happen aside from God's providence, at the same time, God's sovereign will, or God's permission. Because I do believe apart from God, I am nothing. So, pag nawawalan ako ng pag-asa, I need to go back to His promises. Ano mga promises niya? Ang promises na nabasa ko with my relationship with my God is this. His promise is He wants to make me the head and not the tail. He wants to make me the lender, not the borrower. Diba? So, not only that, He has a plan to prosper me, not to harm me. He has a plan to give me hope and a future. If you are also a believer, you believe in God, the same promise that God has given me is the same promise that's going to be given to you. Kaya nga, hindi ka dapat matakot that He will provide all your needs, all our needs, according to His glorious riches. And our God, the God that we serve, is not poor. He's not broke. He's a good God. He's a loving God. He's a generous God. So the issue is not the promise maker, but the issue is the promise receiver. Ang tanong, naniniwala ka ba? Parang ganito kasimple lang yan eh. Imagine mo, ito ah. Kung ang tatay mo ay mahirap, sa palagay mo, lalakasan mo ba yung loob mo? Sabi mo, tay, bigyan mo naman ko ng 1 million pesos. Oo, nangangailangan lang ako. Alam mo sabihin ng tatay mo, buwang ka ba? Dili na nga ako makaakaon eh, hingi ka pa ng 1 million. Di ba? Siyempre, you will not dare to do that. But just imagine this. If your father is Bill Gates, if your father is a billionaire, will you hesitate to ask $1 million or 1 million peso? No. Because you know that your father is rich and he is able, not only able, but he's also willing. Compared to a poor father, you know he's willing, but he's not able. Kaya nga nakikita nyo, anong tingin mo? Kaya nga the problem is not the promise giver. The problem is the promise receiver. Because you and I believe, do you believe that the God that you serve is a rich God? That He can provide all your needs? And if you say yes, kahit na 1 million, 2 million ng utang mo, 5 million or 50 million, 100 million, kayang lutasin, Lord, yan kung meron kang pananalig at tiwala sa Kanya. Kaya nga have faith in God's promises. In order for you to have hope, let's go to overcome obstacles. How can you overcome obstacles? Not again, not by might, not by strength, but your strength. It's by the Spirit of God. Kailangan humingi ka talaga ng lakas na hindi nanggagaling sa'yo kasi nauubusan ka na ng lakas. Eh kung hindi ka nauubusan ng lakas, hindi ka na, eh ngayon, di ba, nadidepress ka, nalulungkot ka, nai-stress ka. Eh kasi nga, you are trusting in your own strength. That's the reason why, di ba, one of the famous verses in the Bible, that trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not on your own understanding and always acknowledge Him and He will make your path straight. Kaya nga, another verse na naalala ko, di ba, cast all of your burdens upon Him, upon God, for His yoke is easy and His burden is light. Di ba, kung ikaw ay nabibigatan, na-stress sa buhay, ipasan mo kay Lord. Di ba? Sumubok ka na magtiwala ka, for God's grace is new every morning. Diba? His strength is made perfect in our weakness. Kung yung kalakasan niya lumalabas pag tayo po ay mahina. So that's the reason why we need to seek His wisdom. We need to seek His guidance. We need to really trust God. Humugot ka ng lakas, hindi galing sa'yo. Humugot ka ng lakas, galing kay Lord. Kaya nga kung ikaw ay nahihina ka na ngayon, you just need to be honest with God. Lord, nanghihina na ako. Sinusuko ko na sa'yo. If this is you right now, as a matter of fact, my friend, as you are listening to this podcast, I know this is kind of a spiritual thing, no? Yung pinag-uusapan natin. Kung naubusan ka ng lakas right now, whether you're male or female, whether you're a single parent, whether you're an OFW, with your permission, is it okay for me to pray for you right now? I know this is kind of odd. Whether you're Catholic, your iglesia, or your kung ano man paniniwala mo dito religion, I just feel led to pray for you. And if you want to pray with me, just pray this simple prayer. Lord, naubusan na ako ng lakas. Lord, di ko na alam kung anong gagawa ko. I'm lost, I'm confused, I'm tired, I'm stressed. Right now, please help me. I'm surrendering my life, I'm surrendering my situation to you right now. Grant me the strength that comes from you. Bigyan mo ako ng wisdom, bigyan mo ako ng grace, bigyan mo ako ng renewed strength in order for me to overcome these financial challenges I'm facing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Okay, let's go, mga friendship. Oh, ito. Naunahan ko na yung sarili ko, letter P na tayo on how to have hope in a hopeless situation to overcome yung financial challenges mo. P, pray. That's what I did. Pray. Alam mo, wala eh. Kahit ano gawin mo, wala ka na magagawa. Laki ng utang mo eh. Wala kang kinikita ngayon eh. Di ba? Ano gagawin mo? Galaw ka ng galaw. Pero alam mo, bago ka gumalaw, mag-pray ka. Maintain an attitude of prayer. And then, not only pray, but God is our provider. Di ba? Ask God for wisdom. Ask God for guidance before you make decisions. Honestly, sometimes we go ahead of God. Hindi tayo nag-i-inquire, hindi tayo nag-pray. Kaya nga karamihan ng mga desisyon natin, palpak, we regret. And I'm guilty. How many times that I did not pray, nagmadali ako, nakita ko lang pera, nakita ko lang opportunity, pinasok ko, wala, sunog, nasaktan ako, na-stress ako. Kaya nga, bago ka pumasok, seek God. Not every opportunity is an opportunity. Some distractions are disguised as opportunities. Kaya nga, importante, bago ka pumasok, mag-invest. Friendship, lalo na mag-invest. Ay, ito, malaking kikitain mo. 10%, 20% per month. Bago ka mag-invest, mag-pray ka muna. Diba? O gusto mo mag-negosyo, bago ka maglabas ng puhunan, mag-pray ka muna. Trust that God hears your prayers and He will provide, again, provide answers for you. Ayan, paano malaman na may answered prayer? Simple lang. Number one, He will open doors that are not going to be open. Number two, it must be consistent with His word. Number three, diba? There must be peace in your heart. And then number four, importante, again, trust in God's timing. And then last but not the least, para magkaroon tayo talaga ng hope, letter E is embracing God's sovereign will. Ang ibig sabihin ng sovereign will, ibig sabihin po niyan, He is in control. You are not in control. Minsan kasi, di ba, parang, Lord, ito mas maganda yata ang daan eh. Ito yung mas magandang diskarte. Eh kung talagang tamang daan mo, tamang diskarte mo, di successful ka na. Kaya nga may kasabihan, many are the plans in a man's heart, but in the end, it's God's plan that prevails. Whose plan will you trust? Will you trust in your own plan? If we trust in your own plan, if I trust in my own plan, eh di successful na ako, pero hanggang ngayon, di pa masyado eh. Bakit? Kasi nga, His plan is better than our plans. His ways are better than our ways. His thoughts are better than our thoughts. And then once we know the trust and we start trusting God, He knows what is best for us. Di ba? Yan ang kagandahan eh. Si Lord ang nakakaalam talaga kung ano yung pinakamaganda po sa atin. Kaya nga kung merong kang opportunity na hindi nangyari, huwag na huwag mong sasabihin sayang. Huwag na huwag mong sasabihin na sayang. Alam mo, walang sayang sa mundo. Especially if you really did your best. Because pag sinabi mong sayang, you are better than God. What do I mean? I'll end with this thought. Do you pray the Lord's Prayer? Ikaw, nagdasal ka, di ba? Ano yun? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come and thy will be done. Ano ibig sabihin ng thy kingdom come and thy will be done? Ang ibig sabihin niyan, Lord, kung ano ang gusto mo, ikaw ang masusunod, thy kingdom come. They will be done. So pag sinasabi mo, Lord, sayang naman, bakit di naman nag-close tong deal na ito? Sayang naman, nalugi yung negosyo ko. Sayang naman, di ba? Hindi ako na-promote. Sayang naman, di kami natuloy. Alam mo, dapat palitan mo yung prayer mo. Pag ganun ka mag-isip, my kingdom come and my will be done. Ultimately, His plans are better than our plans. His ways are better than our ways. His thoughts are better than our thoughts. Kaya nga, alam mo, this is what I've realized in life. The reason why probably right now I'm released from financial stress and hardships. You know why? Because I have hope in God. H, having faith in the promises of God. Number two, when I overcome struggles and challenges, I don't use my strength. I trust in God's strength. And before I do anything, I pray for His wisdom. And I embrace God's sovereign will. Because His will is perfect. Ay, grabe. Uy, request naman kung nagustuhan nung episode na ito. If you like this, please DM mo ko sa Instagram. Send me a message and sabi mo, Chinky, sobrang perfect yung message ng Finding Hope in the Midst of Financial Hardship sa podcast. Sobra akong natamaan, sobra akong na-encourage, and I hope that you will continue to patronize this podcast. Alam mo, ito para sa akin, guys, if you're listening to me right now, I'm doing this because I really have concern with the people who follow me. ang gusto ko talaga na mangyari sa mga taong sumusunod sa akin, number one, magkaroon ng hope, magkaroon ng peace, magkaroon ng success. That's my prayer. My prayer for you today is that you will find hope in God, peace in God, and success in God. Thank you so much. As I always say, to every problem, there's always a solution. If you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. Always think positive. Bye.
Hi, guys. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Chink Positive Podcast. This podcast is powered by Podcast Network Asia. If you want to keep on growing and stay inspired, follow us on wherever you're listening to this podcast and share it with friends. Have a good day and always chink positive.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.